Lowe'sTireCompany.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regulars. He is an ASE-certified mechanic, a field producer here for the broadcast, one of our listeners in Arizona, or New Mexico, I should say. Frank in New Mexico likes to call him the Swami. And Mark Evans is the guy I'm talking about. And that means a great opportunity for you folks, because we're going to pop open the hood, so to speak. We're going to open the garage here on Auto World. And if you've got a car problem, if there's something wrong with your vehicle and you would like a free over-the-air diagnostic check by Mark, we are here at your disposal at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Also, another way to get into us. We also are going to be playing some trivia in this hour of the program. As a matter of fact, why don't I kick things off here with a trivia question right off the bat. And the trivia question is, when did Chrysler introduce the Hemi engine? What year did Chrysler introduce the Hemi engine? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Of course, the Hemi engine is back and now in two different configurations, 5.7 liters and 6.4 liters. And they're remarkable power plants, the new ones. But many people, when they think of Hemis, they think of the classic Hemis. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the Swami himself, ASE-certified mechanic and field producer for the show, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, good, Bob. Hey, happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers listening.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day to you as well.
It's a barbecue weekend, I think, Bob.
That's true. There are lots of dads behind the controls of barbecues right now as we speak, and certainly lots of dads out there who have probably been hitting the golf course today. How about yourself, Mark? What did you do today? Anything special for Father's Day? Yeah.
No, not a lot of special things. Ryan's home from his job, my son. So we kind of hang loose, getting ready to do a barbecue here and play a game of badminton or a little bit of croquet. Why not? You know, that's I try to get away from the engine noise and smell and sounds on my day off.
That's very smart, definitely. Let's talk a little bit about your dad. Was he into cars at all?
No, he was a gentleman who loved to have a car that worked correctly, and so mm-hmm. he did, you know, his hunt. When I was a kid growing up, his hunt was trying to find a good mechanic, and he did find a good mechanic. I do remember that, and I think that's maybe the reason that he kind of pushed me that way, too, because of the cost. He figured he'd get me involved, so it would cut the cost down to teach me how to do it, so he would take it to the mechanic. But, yeah, he definitely wanted to. He was a very picky person on a car. I do remember as a kid growing up going down, of course, camping and all that, and he hated squeaks, Bob, any kind of squeak or a rattle. You know, and, of course, back in those days, everybody smoked, and so he was a smoker, and he always had a book of matches, so he'd always, you know, if you looked at his dash in his Plymouth that he owned, they had a four-door Plymouth Fury 3 V8 in it and all, and I remember seeing matchbooks stuck in all the little cracks because he hated squeaking, you know?
Oh, that's great. So, well, he was ahead of his time.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's funny. He'd always complain about, and he told me one day that all the cars would be made out of fiberglass and plastic, and we laughed, you know. Well, you know, he was right.
Definitely, again, yeah. Ahead of his time. Yeah, my dad definitely liked cars. I mean, certainly he didn't have the passion for cars that I have, but nevertheless, I know He owned a lot of Oldsmobiles in his youth, and he owned one of the first automatic transmission Oldsmobiles, the hydromatic transmission Oldsmobiles from the early 1940s. And then after he and my mom got married in 1958, my mom was more of a Ford person, and so she converted him over. And so we had some cool cars. I, being an only child of older parents, you know, had some cool cars. I remember vaguely, I remember mainly from pictures that I've seen, Galaxy 500 convertibles we had. I remember a 1967 Galaxy 500 convertible that we ordered and actually only kept it for a year. And then he turned it in 1968 for a T-Bird and continued on the T-Bird hunt. Both of my parents loved the T-Bird hunt. We had a 68. That was the first one. A 71. That was the second one. That had a 429 V8, which was about 360 or so horsepower back then. And then 1973, one of the big ones as the Thunderbird continued to grow in size. And that one had a 460 four-barrel V8, and we kept that one for a good chunk of time. And then we had a 79 Ford Thunderbird Heritage, which had a 351 four-barrel. And then we had a an 81 or 82. I think it was 80. Yeah, it was an 81, one of the downsize. So we went from one extreme to the other, one of the early downsize T-Birds with that small V8 engine in it. They only made it for a short span of time. It was 255 cubic inches and was not very powerful at all. And then the last T-Bird that my parents owned was a 1985, and that was one of the Aero Birds, very popular, was introduced in 84, that more rounded design language, and that one had a 302 V8 with fuel injection, and it was, you know, throttle body fuel injection, kind of the early days of fuel injection. So,
Billy, now, what was your dad's favorite brand of oil that he was putting in them?
Interesting. My dad liked a lot of the mainstream oils like Mobil and Exxon. He didn't really have, I would say, whatever happened to be on sale.
Yeah.
I think that was a driving factor, to be honest with you, because I remember downstairs in the basement of the house that I grew up in. I mean, there were lots of oil cans stored, you know, and I remember, you know, as a kid having to send in, you had to cut off like the UPC symbol and send in rebates and stuff. So my dad was into getting bargains, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That was when the oil was probably 25 cents a quart.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think gasoline was what I grew up to. Grew up at the same time. Wasn't the gasoline probably 30, 32 cents, maybe 40 a gallon for them?
Oh, I know. It's shocking. It really is when you stop and think about it. I mean, the decade of the 1970s, I remember the 1973 oil embargo and the 1979 also oil embargo there, and the havoc that caused and the gas lines. And certainly we went through a lot, Mark, when you stop and think about it, the introduction of the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, and then in the middle 1970s, the introduction of the catalytic converter, and we saw a lot of things change in our lifetime here automotive-wise.
Absolutely. You know, we grew up with cars that had crank windows, no power windows, no power locks, you know, no air conditioning.
It was a big deal. I remember the first car we had with air conditioning was that 68 Ford Thunderbird. When we come back on the other side, I'll ask you the same question. What was the first car that the Evans family had with air conditioning? And we'd love to hear from you folks as well at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall.
It looks like I got a winner already via email here to the Chrysler Hemi engine question. You're listening to Auto World on this Father's Day weekend. If you're listening to us a week behind on tape delay, I apologize, but we're having fun here and appreciate everybody joining us as usual. When did Chrysler introduce the Hemi engine? Well, of course, right now, the Hemi engines are back. They've been back for a number of years. I'd have to stop and think how many years now. Oh, boy. It's like, I know they've been around for a while now, 6, 7, 8 years at least, the 5.7 liter. And that one flips to four cylinders when you're not accelerating. And now the 6.4 liter, the high-performance SRT8 brand engine, also does the same thing with the exception of the one configuration, and that's the Challenger with the manual transmission. That's the only one that doesn't flip to four cylinders. So they get some remarkable fuel economy, the modern Hemis with that displacement technology, and also with the fact that they've got right now a 5-speed automatic transmission, soon to be an 8-speed automatic transmission in most of the vehicles, and so it's not unusual to get high 20s and 470 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque. Not too shabby. Mark Evans is our very special guest, regular contributor here on the show, and we've been talking about our dads and cars, but as I mentioned, we do have a winner to the trivia question, so I want to congratulate Francis in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Must be listening either on one of our new affiliate stations or listening on GCNLive.com, and he got it right, 1952. That was 1951, rather. That was the first year for the Hemi engine, and of course they went away and then they came back. So let's throw another one, and we'll make it a fun one here since we're having kind of a loose day. And this is interesting. Some folks did some heavy research on this, and I'd be curious to get your take on this one. How many meals a year does the average person eat in a car? How many meals a year does the average person eat in a car? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. So give us a call and take a stab at that. Or if you'd like to email me up, bob@bobalongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. And don't forget, we're giving away free wash drops as well, so email me up. And we got a cool prize for you from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Back to Mark Evans, and I remember the first car. We did not have air conditioning in our home growing up. I mean, we had one window unit that was in my parents' bedroom. There was always a real pain in the neck to bring from the basement up to my parents' bedroom every year. I remember that was not a pretty sight, to say the least. And I honestly didn't ever have air conditioning in my home either until I got married in 2006 and moved into a house here in Boston. And really, once you have that central air conditioning, it's hard to get away from it. I'm back into a situation right now renting a house without it, so I miss it terribly. But I remember the first vehicle, and it was a big deal. And for us, it was a 1968 Ford Thunderbird. And how about for the Evans family? What was the first vehicle that you guys had with air conditioning?
Well, yeah, Bob, it was a huge, huge deal. Parents couldn't afford it. Air conditioning was an option on the car, and that was huge. You know, I think it was a $200 ad probably back then. They just couldn't afford it, and my dad got a raise at work and all, and ended up buying it was a 1968 that Plymouth Fury 3, and it had air conditioning, and still crank up windows, no door locks or anything, and he bought the one with the V8 for the horsepower, because he bought a little tent trailer, and so he pulled it. But yeah, we had air conditioning in that 68 Plymouth. And here's a little trivia, Bob. Talking about old times and back in the day, in 1938 was the very first year, and the very first automobile was to offer air conditioning system was a Nash.
No kidding.
And I knew that little trivia for us, because I've got a little Nash front end of a Nash cut clean right off the the rest of the car hanging on my my shop wall here, and so I knew that was the year that they offered air conditioning. You know, it's like you and I and everybody else. You know, our parents didn't have it until the late 60s, early 70s. And gosh, you know, you think about that. I grew up in a 63. We took off. My dad took off every weekend, of course, and we went tootling down the roads looking for camp spots and just getting out of the house. And 63 Mercury Meteor station wagon. And, you know, that had a little 289 in it, four-door, and the back, no air conditioning, no luxury at all. The stereo was an AM push button, you know, you could dial it in, and you had to, you know, I do remember him getting out there with the antenna on the car itself, going up and down, just trying to get reception. I mean, cars have come a long, long ways, haven't they? What talk about some creature comforts now in our cabs.
Oh, I know. It's a whole different ballgame. Let's just talk a little bit about stereos, what they used to call car stereo. Now they call it car infotainment systems, but there's another big deal, too. I mean, most cars, you know, in the 60s had AM only, and then when you got AM-FM, that AM-FM stereo, that was a big deal. And then when you moved into the 70s, the 8-track came into effect, and by the late 70s and 80s, it was dominated by cassettes. And then it was in the 90s, or at least the first car that I owned with a CD player was in the 90s. I know that they were available during the 80s as well, but and now today we're seeing the connectivity with the smartphones and the streaming music from those devices, as well as the iPod devices, the iPhone devices, and you know, who's to? You never know what's going to be around the corner. Of course, the internet radio and the apps built in, but they don't even call them car stereos anymore. They're auto infotainment systems.
Yeah, and like you said, your trivia question about how many meals we eat in a car. I mean, these cars are, of course, are so the new ones. Of course, the SUVs are as much money, if not more money, than the cost of our first houses, and so that we might as well eat in them and have our home stereo in them and everything else. And it gets down to the, you know, and I think it's awesome. But here's the clincher of this whole thing is that when something does go wrong, I am not the greasy mechanic really anymore. I'm the clean-handed mental type of gentleman sitting there thinking in my head, trying to figure all the problems out, more so than we used to be in the 60s and 70s and the 80s, of getting our hands greasy to fix the car.
Oh, so true. When we come back on the other side, we're going to get Mark to give us some tips about getting the vehicles ready for the summer months ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We so appreciate it. We popped the hood. We've got the guy. The Swami is in the house. Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic. He is here, ready to take your calls of the mechanical sort. Something wrong with your vehicle? It's not performing right. It's not starting right. It's not stopping right. It's overheating. It's giving you poor fuel economy. It's not performing well. You've been told some bad news by your local mechanic. Want a free over-the-air diagnostic check? It's just a phone call away at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Got a trivia question out there. Few people have emailed me up. How many meals a year does the average person eat in a car? I'm going to tell you, it's more than 10, and it's less than 70. And I can tell you from my single days, and I'll ask Mark this question before we get into some mechanical advice here from Mark. In my single days, I would say I used to eat on an average of 50 to 60 dinners, believe it or not, a year in my Corvette. Can you imagine?
That's not too bad, though, Bob. That's what that's 1 week. 1 week you were,
once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. Lots of people You know, and lots of people eat lunches. I mean, if they go out in their lunch hour and eat in the car, it can be quite convenient. But we'll leave that one out there for a little while longer. I've been getting some emails, Mark, during the week, people wanting some essential summer car care tips from you. Because this is the time of the year. I know this is, the July 4th, the holiday is not that far off. People are going to be heading out on the highways and byways. I know my parents like to vacation the end of June after school ended and go before the big rush and then come back. And we belong to a pool in my hometown. So we kind of got the summer vacation down on Cape Cod out of the way in the month of June and, you know, had the long days, certainly the longest day of the year is coming up on June 21st, but lots of folks, I know my wife was telling me that her family always, you know, did their summer vacation in August, and certainly the last week of July, first week of August is, in corporate world, some of the more common weeks taken. So what are some things that you would advise folks if they're getting ready to plan their summer vacation and they haven't had their vehicle looked at for a while? Why don't we begin by talking about tires? What should they do with tires?
Yeah, it's you know, in the warm weather, Bob, is when we all, when it's cold out, we kind of climb into our houses and like a turtle in the shell, you know, we just forget about it all and try to stay warm and get through the winter, and then warm weather comes out, we want to get hustle and bustle and get out there and go have some fun. And you say the tires are the biggest thing. I think, what is it, Michelin, their slogan is you have a lot riding on your tires. And boy, isn't that the truth. You got your family in there, and what's the worst thing you could ever do on a freeway is to be with a tire blown out and you're stuck there and the traffic's going by you at 70 plus miles an hour. It's no fun. So tires are a big thing. Visual inspections are the best thing you can do. You don't have, you know, your eye isn't a tire gauge, but yet when you glance at a tire, you can tell, you know, if it's low or not. And one thing I've always recommended is put a tire gauge literally in the glove box, and throw a set of gloves in there too, by the way, Bob, because it keeps your hands clean if you do have to change a tire. But yeah, a tire gauge, and right on the side of the tires, it'll always tell you exactly what it should have in there when it's cold. And that's another question too. A lot of people say, Mark, I'm checking my tires when they're hot. I've already drove the car. So what's it supposed to be? Why don't they put the tire pressure, not cold but hot on there? So when your tire's cold, it's definitely the number that's supposed to be on the side of the tire at that point. But when the tire's warm, you'll actually have more air in it. So if it's supposed to have 32 pounds or 35 pounds when the tire's warm or hot after driving for 5 to 10 plus minutes, you're actually going to find yourself up maybe 4 to 5 pounds. So keep that in mind when you check them. But in visual inspection, look for bumps. Look to see if the tire tread itself, Bob, is we want straight lines in our tire treads. And so if you've got a belt that's coming separated and it's coming apart in your tire, it'll cause the tread to have an S pattern, you know, a little zow in there. It's not straight anymore. And that's, you know, visual. That's what the tire men are doing out there. When you pull your cars in there to inspect, have them inspect, they're just looking for tire tread to be kind of zowed out a little bit, because that's, they can then say, hey, you've got a belt getting ready to separate and that tire's going to come apart. So that's a good thing. And then, of course, the old penny trick. You can grab a penny out of your pocket and turn it upside down. The old Lincoln's head's there. And you don't want any tread, you stick your penny down in the tread. You don't want any, you want the tread above his head, actually. You don't want anything less than his head down. And if you do, what happens on the tire is if the tire has no tread left, not only do you get a really bad ride, the tire won't cruise and coast as long as it should, but your gas mileage will drop and you'll have, you know, you just fill every rut, any bad road, you're going to feel it in the steering wheel. But at the same time, when the tire's low on tread, it's going to heat up quicker. And that's, even though the tread has not got a S pattern or zow or bubbles or anything in it, it could blow out on you, because tread is how a tire cools itself. It not only does the tread on tires, just shed water in rainstorms and shed snow and grab ice, but also they're designed to actually grab the air and cool the tire. That's a big, big thing. But here's another little trick, too. It's when it's hot out, summertime, we're vacationing. One thing a person can do is not only talking about not having air conditioning, but most cars have air conditioning today. And a lot of customers, friends say, Mark, my air conditioning does not cool as good sitting still as it does going down the road at 50-plus miles an hour. And the reason that is because the evaporator core is out in front of the radiator, out by your grill, and the first thing that the air hits as you're driving down the road is the evaporator core. And that's the hot part of the air conditioning system, and that's why they've got that AC evaporator core out front, so the air can cool down that Freon. So take your hose, Bob, this great thing that I always do every year, and you just, you know, before you start your car up and go for a ride or whatever, just leave it parked there in your driveway, grab the garden hose, and don't do it with a steam cleaner or a pressure washer at the car wash, but do it at home with the garden hose. Just turn it on some pretty mellow pressure there and full throttle it, and just get your right through the front of the grill, right into the radiator, and that also washes the AC condenser out. And so what you'll find is basically a puddle of mud. I mean, literally dirt. Just because all your electric fans, your clutch fans that turn on to draw air through your radiator and AC condenser up front, that's like a big vacuum cleaner. It sucks in all the dirt and just all the dust and everything off the road. And you'd be amazed of how many fins will be plugged up. And that's where that mud is coming from. And you'll find that your air conditioning now is cooler. Your engine's going to be running a lot cooler. That's just a real simple tip that costs you nothing, literally. At the same time, getting a water fight with your kids, you know, with the hose.
Very good. Our telephone line is 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email as well, bob@boblongradio.com. And Mark, we've got Frank in New Mexico standing by. We may wait to get Frank on after this upcoming break here. But we still have the trivia question out there, and that is, how many meals a year does the average person eat in a car? I've already narrowed it down a little bit. Let's narrow it down even further as folks are all over the place here. It's somewhere between 20 and 40. So if somebody wants to take a guess on that, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Auto World continues after these messages. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We, the
the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here live all across North America. Thanks for joining us, 855-660-4261. That's our contact line. Mark Evans is with us, the Swami himself. And our very special caller is the man who came up with the nickname for Mark, the Swami. He's also sent us a couple of copies of the DVD there about the Buick Grand National. And I've got my copy, and Mark's is in the mail to him right now, so he should be getting it. I brought it down to the Greenwich Concours a couple of weeks back with me and intended it to mail it from there. Instead of that, it came back to Boston and was in my suitcase, and I didn't realize it, so I apologize to you on that one, Mark, but you should have it by the end of the week. But let's say hello to Frank here. How you doing there, Frank? Welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast. Why don't you punch up Frank there? Matt, is my link-a-roni here doesn't seem to be getting Frank on the air. So we'll get that taken care of. And again, if you'd like to call in, it's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And we've got Frank in New Mexico, the guy who came up with the nickname. And what a great nickname it is, the Swami. We got to get some special music here for Mark.
Yeah, I've got the Swami name tag now on my overalls, Bob. So Frank's got me all hooked up looking good.
You know, maybe I can send in some kind of Indian snake charming music, you know, Swami, you know. But I just want to tell you guys happy Father's Day to both you all. And
thank you.
Those were some good tips on the cooling system maintenance, Swami, because that's a big thing with me. Keeping those fins clean on everything that's got fins. And out here, we got these big trees called cottonwoods, and they put out these puffy white fibrous things in the summer that go floating everywhere, and they just love to get sucked up against the front side of them radiators and trans coolers and stuff. So I kind of hose that off from the backside. But yeah, and I like to just have fresh oil in my motor and a really clean cooling system for summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's something too, Frank, that heat is everything. And one test that everyone can also do, if you've got a car that has an electric fan on it, a lot of people ask me, I never hear my electric fan running until I turn my air conditioner on. And that's a good sign. It's supposed to come on. The electric fan will turn on when you turn the air conditioner on automatically, because it has to draw air through that AC condenser up front there. See, in order for it to cool the Freon, to give you cool air. But the other fan, usually you have two. One's for automatic turn on for air conditioning. The other fan, it's still, everybody says, I don't ever see that run. And here's a little test too, Frank, that you and everyone, our listeners, can do, is that first primary electric fan won't turn on until the car gets to about 200 to 210 degrees, and then it turns on. So what you can do is just start your car up, your truck, whatever, there in your driveway, and just let it get up to those temperatures, leave the hood open, and see if that electric fan turns on when that thing gets to 200, 210. And if it doesn't, the fan's not going to be bad. About 99%, that's not going to be bad. But the sensor that turns the fan on, that screws into the engine head or the engine block, will be bad. And it's like $8-$10 maybe is all. So, I've always said, you know, why they didn't engineer that right, Frank. They should have had that sensor turn that fan on when it gets to about 180. Because by the time you get to 210, it's a little bit too late, you know?
Well, I'm enjoying the show today, fellas. It's always a good show, especially when the Swami's on. Oh, Swami, can I ask you a quick question? I've heard pro and con about the best time to drain your oil, like after overnight when it's cold or after you've warmed up the engine. What do you think?
Well, the best thing to do, and this is from the laboratory that I was at, I asked them that question because I get asked that a lot, and these are the folks that in Pennsylvania that actually, that's all they do is test oils and engines and find out how much, you know, chemicals they should put in oil and to make oil the best. And their answer to that question to me, and I want to pass up, great, I'm glad you're asking, is that you should always change your oil. Once your car or your truck's parked all night long, that's when you should change it. Don't start it up. You just completely, you know, this is the thing. If you could leave your car, Frank, actually at the Quick Lube overnight so they could change it right then, that's the best time. And the reason they say that is because it's the truth. Is in fact, all the oil definitely does drip and drain down to the bottom of the oil pan, which I call the trash can. And all that oil, all night long, 8+ hours, drains all down there. So you got all that old oil sitting there ready to be drained out. So, and it does drain. It doesn't have to, it doesn't need to be cold or, you know, hot. It will come out as soon as that drain pan plug's pulled. So that's what I, and I do believe that too. Is when you've got, there's a lot of, in cylinder heads, there's a lot of valleys and pockets. And in the center of the engine where the camshafts are, there's pockets and valleys, and all the oil gets, you know, you start your engine up, it gets pumped up through and splashes all the way through there. And so it needs hours and hours and hours to drain down to the bottom of the into the trash can called the oil pan.
Right. Well, I've been doing right then. I like to do it when I get up first thing in the morning. And when I put the new filter in, I like to, if I can, fill the filter up with oil, then screw it in, you know?
Yep. And too, you know, Frank, that's one thing, too, I've been asking. Mark, why? I've had people that have had dirty black oil, and then I've had customers that says, hey, Mark, when I change my oil, really, I don't need to change it because it's really not dirty and black. Well, I wanted to bring this up because if your engine oil is supposed to be black and dirty, and if you're looking at your oil, Frank, and you're pulling your dipstick out, to all our listeners, you pull your dipstick out and it's still, after 3 to 4, 5, 6, 7,000 miles, and it's still looking pretty clean, I hate to tell you this, but the truth is the truth. Oil has got a detergent in it, and it's supposed to actually, like a dishwasher, it's supposed to be cleaning all those metal parts, and it's supposed to be getting black and dirty. So if your oil's clean looking, the last oil you put in that engine doesn't have enough detergent in it, and it's not doing its job. So we do want black and dirty oil when we change it, for sure.
Okay, fellas. Well, thanks a lot, Swami, and I love the show, and I hope you guys have a good day. I'm going to just sit back and be lazy and listen here.
Great. Happy Father's Day to you, Frank, and we appreciate your call so much. 855-660-4261. And, Mark, again, so far no one has come close here with the average number of meals that folks eat in their vehicle. We'll keep that out there a little bit longer. How many meals a year does the average person eat in a car? How about yourself? Do you do any eating, a little bit of munching in the cars from time to time?
Yeah, you know, maybe we should ask the listeners how many meals have they spilled in their lap while they're driving. I've done that accidentally, but here, in fact, just today, coming back from the grocery store, I saw a lady. I said to Amy, I said, look at this, and it's a great commercial for Panda Express. It's a Chinese Oriental takeout place. They had a big bowl of Oriental, and they were just sitting there eating at the stop sign, you know, stoplight, waiting for that light to turn red, turn green, I mean, and to go. But yeah, I tend to. My habits, though, Bob, I don't talk on the cell phone or I don't text or anything when I'm driving. I don't really, if I'm munching or whatever, it's usually a bag of chips or something over on the center console over in the passenger seat. Because I tend to like to drive. I like the feeling of grabbing a steering wheel, you know, and feeling the horsepower at my right foot. And concentrating on what's under the hood, you know, how's this thing cornering And one thing I just hate to do in my life, I've had to do it, though, is to call that insurance agent. And that's kind of a bad day, you know, when you have to call the agent and say, I did a little fender bender.
Oh, that's never a good feeling. Absolutely not.
Absolutely. That's the thing, too. I kind of let it all hang out on the mountain bikes, you know, on the day off, too. No motor, no. If my motor's my heart pumping to pump the mountain bike up the hill, and then it's all glory coming down and going full throttle. And that's another, you know, great example of, you know, having both hands on the handlebars and having getting ready to hit some brakes and don't have time too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we get all kind of wrapped up sitting in traffic and waiting to go, and we sometimes there's a lot more commuters out there than we really realize, you know. Wonder how long the longest time that someone has actually sat in the traffic line, you know, 2+ mm-hmm. hours. And so there we are, and I have had customers, and when you look at their PowerPoint or their cigarette lighters, they've got, you know, 16 things plugged into it because of the commute.
Very good, Mark. Thank you so much for your time here today, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Happy motoring, everybody.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.